Time for the exclusive pregame visit, one-on-one with the Mid-American Conference Coach of the Year, Tim Albin, in advance of the Barstool Sports Arizona Bowl, Ohio and Wyoming. Tim, how have you used the 27 days between the MAC championship game and this game from a physical standpoint, and then maybe more importantly, the mental standpoint of being close but not getting it done in Detroit?
I'll tell you what, staff, really, we spent a lot of time talking about how to handle it. You know, 27 days, as you mentioned, it's challenging. I got to give a shout out to Ms. Cromer, Michael Stevens, for the help to play this late of a game. The school shut down. Our guys are there in the dorms in town and making sure we have all the things that we need to practice and nutrition, you know, those types of things. So it's been challenging. However, staff wise, I think we've got a good mix, about 13 practices, looking at the last three bowl trips we've won. Mm-hmm. We kind of patterned, okay, this is what we did the last three trips. How can we make that work in this December 30th date? Mm-hmm. And so I'm pretty excited where it's at. Playing in the championship game for the first time since 2016 was a little different for us. This is our 14th game. You know, so back to how we practice. We did some hitting, mm-hmm. but we've controlled it because of the length of the season, and I think it'll show itself on Friday.
Such a great story, your connection with Wyoming head coach Craig Bull, and what he's meant to you in your career. From a football standpoint, knowing how he runs his team, knowing how you ran parts of his team previously, does that help you in this matchup today?
I don't know if it'll help us so much as far as the score goes. But as far as just the mentality of our guys and what they're going to face and being on staff with Coach Bowl at Nebraska and in Fargo, I think, you know, the guys are paying attention to what Coach Alvin is saying, you know, and what they're going to face. I've really challenged our scout teams, particularly the offenses, the scout team for our defense, and what they've got to do double team wise and physicality, because they're going to be faced with some great challenges in the game. So, again, will it help us in the score? I don't know. I just know that, you know, watching Craig from across the, you know, from the other side of the field will be different.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an emotional guy. You know what I'm thinking. You know, I'm not wearing it on my sleeve.
Yep,
it is what it is. You know, but Craig, he's, you know, I got a chance to get a hug, and it's really cool.
C.J. Harris making the start here. It wasn't how he wanted it to go in the MAC championship game. It was a contrast from the BG game. Obviously, it's opponent dependent. But in this go around, is there, from a play calling standpoint, is there going to be some freedom there for him to maybe have the opportunities that he had against BG, maybe against Wyoming?
I think I certainly hope so. You know, I think probably as a staff, we learned a little bit from the game. You know, we went on a roll there, seven straight, and scores were what they were.
Sure.
You know, we were in a tight ball game.
Yeah.
You know, 10-7.
Yeah.
You know, and we gotta make take some more chances offensively. We gotta get CJ moving around a little bit and let him use his talents that you saw in the Bowling Green game. You know, so hopefully staff wise we can get that done. But CJ's handled everything very, very well.
From a tempo standpoint, ideally, your pace of play is a lot faster than what Wyoming brings to the table. It's 23-21, they're outscored, so they don't give up a lot of points. They don't score a lot of points. But on the defensive side, can you force their hand a little bit to elevate this pace of play, to speed them up to an uncomfortable pace for them?
You know, tempo, we do tempo. And I know that looking at their schedule, they don't see a lot of it.
Right.
But they, I mean, forgive me for saying it, but they beat the pants off Kent State last year.
Yeah, they did.
Impenetrable. I mean, it's mm-hmm. 52 to whatever it was.
Yeah.
And nobody else has more tempo than Kent.
Sure.
So it's going to come down to execution. Mm-hmm. We'll do some tempo, but we're going to have to be smart about it, because they definitely shown that they can handle tempo last year against Kent State.
What would 10 wins for the fourth time in program history, and what would the sixth bowl win in Ohio football history mean to you?
You know, I'm going to get all emotional thinking about it, but I want it so bad for these kids. It's been a great journey. The things they've gotten done, not only on the field, but off the field, with over 30 guys with at least one degree.
Yeah.
The team, you know, the team GPA, it's phenomenal. I just hugged Tariq Drake. You know, they're practicing right now, finishing up practice, and said, I don't want this to end, you know, for you guys. And he says, Coach, man, we love you. And so I said, well, hey, let's go do our best to put, you know, get to 10. you know.
You're emotional. I'm emotional. We're all emotional. It's almost time to kick this off. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you very much.
That is Mid-American Conference Coach of the Year, Tim Albin, before Ohio and Wyoming in the 2022 Barstool Sports Arizona Bowl. Kickoff next. Rob Cornelius and I will bring Tucson to you on the Ohio Sports Network from Learfield.